If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like for you to turn with me, please, to the book of Romans and chapter number 8. Romans chapter 10. I'll be in Romans chapter 8 after a while. But Romans chapter 10. It's been a while since I quoted this passage of Scripture, but I'm going to try it again this morning. And I want you all to know something. Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from, the Word is nigh thee this morning. You've already gotten close to the Word in the singing. You're fixing to get even closer to the Word in the preaching. If you've been in Sunday school this morning, you've been close to the Word in Sunday school. If you don't come to Sunday school, we'd like to invite you. Sunday school is a good time to sit and learn the Word of God. Amen. The Bible said let's stand together, in verse number 8, starting in verse number 8. I got my Bible open in case Sister Evelyn, I have to cheat. Amen. Y'all have to look at them music books. Sometimes I have to look at God's book. Amen. Amen. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy, I forgot which one's first, thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God, here it is, hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Is it for the Scripture saith? For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm glad there was a day in my life when I came to the end of myself and I came to the Savior. I came to a place where my sin had made me so sick. And I realized it wasn't just making me sick, it was making God sick. And I came to the Savior and asked him to forgive me. Guess what he did? And so much more. He didn't just forgive me, but I tell you, I thank God that he did. You can be seated. Pray with me this morning. Father, thank you this morning for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the Apostle Paul, the church at Rome, the church at Corinth, some of these passages, Lord, that we'll look at today. Lord, this is a special day that we've set aside. For the Christian, Lord, really every Sunday's that special day because that's the first day of the week. That's the day, Lord, when Jesus got up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And Lord, we're glad you live this morning. And Lord, you don't just live for a little while, you live forever. Because Lord, you live forever, we're going to live forever. Amen. Lord, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And Lord, I pray this morning, you'll just help us in our time together here today to worship you. Lord, anything that would oppose, anything that would hinder, Lord, may it be driven out of the service today. We know we have an enemy. And we know, Lord, that there are things that would maybe happen, Lord, that might hinder. But God, we know you're greater. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Lord, I ask you today, I claim the blood that Sister Ree sang about over this service. And I pray, God, you'll clothe us in our calling. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for being here today. And I appreciate that so very much. I want to preach this morning for just a little while on this subject, the resurrection. What does it mean? The resurrection, what does it mean? The Bible said right here, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But we have to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God hath raised him from the dead. The Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 that the gospel is simply this, how that Christ died for our sin according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. I appreciate the Scripture, don't you? That's where I learned about Jesus, my Savior. Amen. I learned about my need of Him. Years ago, there was a man and his wife, and they hadn't been raised up in a fundamental church, and they got saved. They got born again, and God saved them, and they got excited about the things of God, started attending every service and every Sunday school, and they started learning about the coming of Jesus and the resurrection, and they were just thrilled to death. They had been in this for about a month or two, and here come two guys selling cemetery plots. And so they sat down with them in their living room and explained everything. And when they got through explaining everything, they said, "Do you have any questions?" And that man had already learned enough. He said, "I have a question." He said, "What is it, sir?" He said, "You got any of them to rent?" Amen. He said, "I done found out Jesus is coming. I ain't going to need it long. Amen. There ain't no use in me buying one. Amen. You got any of them to rent?" You know, Jesus just borrowed that tomb for 3 days. Amen. Amen. And I don't know about you. I don't know whether I'll go by way of the grave or by way of the clouds. Well, Herman Anderson used to say, whether I go by way of the clods or by way of the clouds, I'm going to be with Jesus. Amen. Either way, I'm going to be with Jesus. This morning, I want to concentrate on several things here in your hearing. I pray that it'll be a blessing to you. But the resurrection, the word just means to bring back to life that which was dead. And by the way, beloved, some of the false religions are teaching that Jesus didn't really die, that he just swooned on the cross and that there was no real miracle in the resurrection. I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. Jesus gave his life. He shed his blood and he died once for all, that we might have an opportunity to be saved. What does it mean, the meaning of the resurrection? Let me give you several things. Let me just hurry right along right here. Number one, it means that you can believe, you can trust what God has said. That's what the resurrection means. You say, "Pastor, how did that come about in your mind?" Well, I'll tell you. I was riding, as Brother John Mason used to say, the old iron horse. Amen. That's a lawnmower if you don't know what we're talking about. Amen. And I begin to think about the service and I begin to think about the things of God. And Jesus said something like this. He said, "Destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up again." You know what you can do? Whatever Jesus tells you, you can take it to the bank. Amen. You can count on it. Amen. He said in another place, he had risen and he said, "He is not here. He is risen." And then these three words, "as he said." Hallelujah this morning. Amen. I'll tell you, the resurrection means that whatever Jesus tells you in this Bible, you can count on it. Amen. It's truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus told a religious man, "You must be born again." You can count on it. You can take it to the bank. Amen. That is the truth of God's Word. It means that you can absolutely trust what God has told us in His Word. Listen to what the Bible said in Romans chapter number 8. I want to begin reading. Excuse me. I believe it's Romans chapter... wait just a minute. Chapter 5. I'll get to it in a minute. I wrote the wrong number down. Actually, it's chapter number 4. Headed into chapter 5. Look at Romans chapter 4 and verse number 18. This is talking about Abraham, who against hope believed in hope. Brother Chris brought out this morning in the sunrise service that there's so many people in the world that have no hope. Amen. But God said that we're not that way. We're not to sorrow as others which have no hope. We have a hope. Amen. Who against hope believed in hope that he might be the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, "So shall thy seed be." And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving God glory. Verse 21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. You know what Abraham got a hold of? "I serve a God that won't lie to me. I serve a God that tells me something, and if He tells me something, I can count on it. And therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him, that Jesus, that him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Amen. I was singing a little bit last week, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sin far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Amen. Thank God. It means that you can trust whatever the Lord has said unto thee. And then, secondly, what does the resurrection mean? The resurrection, what does it mean? It means you can believe, you can trust whatever God tells you. The second thing it means is there's ample power to do whatever needs to be done, to save, to restore, to supply whatever you need. God has the power. You say, Pastor, where did that come about in your heart? How about this? Jesus said, beloved, I have the power to lay it down. That's what he said. He's talking about his life. I have the power to lay it down. By the way, they didn't take his life from him. If you'll read it, he gave up the ghost. Say amen. Amen. He said, I have the power to lay it down. Well, you say, well, Pastor, anybody could do that. Not the way he did. But anyway, beloved, he said, I have the power to lay it down. Just anybody can't do this. He said, I have the power to take it up again. Glory to God. Amen. We serve a God this morning. There's ample power. What do you need? Do you need to be saved? He's got the power. No wonder the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. Beloved, I'll tell you, we need revival. You know what we need a revival of? The presence of the power of God. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, God showed up that night when I got saved, and he showed up many times since in my life. Amen. He's a powerful God. He's a living God, and he wants to help this morning. I thank the Lord for that, don't you? You know, Peter, he kind of denied the Lord, and he got over there, and he found out God had power. He has power over creation. Hey, I believe Jesus told the fish to hide that night. Amen. I don't know where they hid. And I don't know how you call a fish. I've called a turkey. I've called a dog. I've called a cat. Say amen. I've even called my wife at times. Amen. But I'm telling you, I have never called a fish. I believe Jesus said, boys, come on in here. Get on the other side of that boat over there. Them guys think they know everything. I'm going to tell you something. Without him, you don't know nothing. Amen. Thank God he has power. Amen, to save this morning, and power to restore. You say, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't, but I know this. He has the power to help you. Amen. You say, Pastor, you don't know about my relationship. I know this. God has the power to restore it. Amen. I'm telling you, yes, sir, the devil's tearing up. He's tearing down, but thank God I serve a God that's got power to put things back together again. Amen. Thank the Lord this morning. It means you can trust him. You can believe him. But the resurrection also means there's ample power, beloved, to save, to restore, to meet every need. The third thing God gave me in the message is this. So listen to this. This is sobering. I mean sobering. Because he got up. Listen to me. We had Sister Thelma up here and Brother James. We had these babies up here. We got those babies in the womb that are unseen. Amen. Now, if there's anybody in here 90 years old like Sarah, boy, God help you. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you this. Listen to me carefully. Every one of these youngins, here's what we better be thinking about. Every one of these youngins, because he got up, going to stand before him. Sister Thelma, Brother James, we're going to stand before him. Listen, the child of God is going to stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to be rewarded according to our works. Our works can be tried. They will be tried so as by fire, that's going to pass through. Some of our works will be wood, hay, and stubble, and it'll disintegrate in the fire. Some of our works will be gold and silver and precious stone. When I'm talking about our, I'm talking about the child of God now, the born again. Beloved, this does not apply to lost people. Beloved, the child of God is going to stand before this risen Christ at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the deeds done in the body. Amen. But I'll tell you something else, beloved. If you'll go over to the book of Revelation, the Bible said the small and the great, every man, every woman, beloved, if we not saved by the grace of God, will stand before Him at the great white throne judgment. And there we will not be rewarded according to our works, but we will be judged according to our works. I'm glad, thank God, I'm in on the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But beloved, if you're not taken up when Jesus comes, you'll be left to stand at the great white throne judgment of God. Because he got up, we're going to have to face him. Mark it down. You can't skip it. You can't reschedule it. It's appointed unto men once to die. And after this, the judgment. Amen. That's what the Word of God said. It's Easter. We ought to be excited about the fact that he got up. But it's a sobering thought to think, beloved, that the one that got up now sits at the right hand of God the Father. And in this generation right now, he wants to show mercy. As a matter of fact, when he spoke Mary's name after he rose again, Mary was sad. She supposed him to be the gardener. He spoke her name and said, Mary. And she turned to him and said, Master. And she recognized his voice when she said, Mary. But he said, touch me not. I'm not yet ascended to my Father. You're looking at a preacher that believes that Jesus was on a mission. There had to be literal blood carried to a literal throne and sprinkled on a literal mercy seat, so that when sinners cried out to God, God have mercy on me, that God could show mercy, amen, on that sinner. I don't know about you, but that blesses me. I'm going to stand before him. I'm going to stand before him. I'm going to stand before him. One of our men, he's a godly man. I love that man. I won't call his name. He knows who he is. I hadn't been pastor of this church long. And here's what he said to me about the judgment seat of Christ. He said, I'm not looking forward to it, Pastor. I'm going to tell you something, beloved. Listen, there won't be no chewing gum popping that day. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, yes, I'm saved by the grace of God. But I'm going to tell you this, beloved, I'm going to stand before God. I believe old brother Billy Mitchell used to preach. He said, no, we're not perfect. He said, we ought to strive for it. We ought to quit making excuses for sin. Say amen. And live as holy as we can. Because the Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. I think this generation's taken that to the nth degree. There's holes everywhere in their body. Amen. That ain't what God was talking about. Say amen. 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 Listen to me. We can trust him. That's what it means. It means there's ample power to do whatever needs to be done. And then it means there's coming a day when we'll all face this resurrected Christ. Let me give you a couple more things and I'm done this morning. The Bible said over in the book of Corinthians, I'm not going to turn there, but 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it said that if Christ be not risen, then our faith is vain. And it said our preaching's vain. Now listen to me. You know what it means, the fact that he got up? It means my faith is not vain. And it means my preaching is not vain. God whispered to me a little after 11 o'clock last night, there may not be one soul walk the aisle today. I pray there is. But there may not be one soul walk this aisle and say yes to Jesus today. There may not be one saint of God walk this aisle and get right with God today. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going home knowing I've not preached in vain. Amen. God's word carries power. He said, Brother Chris, my word will not return unto me void. Amen. We're going to just preach it. Amen. And preach it and preach it and preach it and pray over it and pray over it, because our faith is not in vain. Our preaching's not in vain. And the reason we can know that is because he got up the third and appointed day. Amen. I don't know about you, but that helps me to know. There have been times in my life, old slew foot jump up on your shoulder. Thank God he can't get in your heart. But I'm going to tell you something about him. He can get in your head. Amen. He'll say things like, what's the use? Ain't nobody listening. Ain't nobody moving. I'm going to tell you what's the use, beloved. God said preach, and I'm going to preach. And God said it's not in vain, so it's not in vain. The Word of God said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. I've got a choice to make. Brother Jason, I can either believe old Slewfoot or I can believe God. I ain't very smart, but I'm smart enough to believe God. Amen. To believe that His Word has power and that His Word is still changing lives. His Word is still restoring relationships because He got up. Jesus, beloved, is the living Word of God. My Bible is the written Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. Amen. Hallelujah this morning for the life of the Lord Jesus. It means, beloved, that our faith and our preaching is not in vain. I wonder, my Sunday school teacher, when I was a young'un being hauled to church on one of the big yeller buses, the preacher, the pastor, I wonder if he didn't think, nothing ever happened to that boy. I know one thing, I sure didn't look for anything to happen to that boy. But I'm going to tell you, God had other plans. Say amen. I still remember my Sunday school teacher. I still remember my bus driver taking me under her arm and loving me. I still remember, beloved, the preaching of the Word of God. There may have been a time when it seemed like it was in vain, but God's Word will never be in vain. Our faith this morning is not in vain. The last thing I want to give you this morning in the message, the meaning, the resurrection, what does it mean? It means you can believe, you can trust God. If He said it, it's going to come to pass just like He said. It means that there's ample power to do whatever needs to be done. Amen. He said, I have the power to lay it down and I have the power to take it up again. He's got the power to send revival. You know that? Amen. If you're a praying Christian, you ought to join us in the prayer room. Pray with us. Pray for revival. Beg God to do something special. Amen. Pray God give Coulter the messages. Amen. I've been invited to come to North Carolina in a meeting down there in April. Pray God. It doesn't matter to me where it breaks out. We just need it to break out. Amen. There's people going to hell all around us. Amen. We need revival to break out. We need God's people to get stirred up. Many need to know that there's coming a day when we'll stand before Him. We're going to face the Lord. And then our faith is not in vain. Here's the last thing. And listen, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 just a moment. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. This is the last thing in the message today. What does it mean? The resurrection, what does it mean? The Bible said in verse number 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, can I get a witness right there? Does anybody believe He died and rose again? I like the songwriter. You ask me how I know He lives? There's two ways I can tell you right quick, and this is the most important way. The Bible said so. That's how I know He lives. And the second way I know He lives, He lives within my heart. Hallelujah. That wasn't a dead Savior that spoke to me that night. It wasn't a dead Savior that changed my life. It wasn't a dead Savior that dealt with me about this message. He's very much alive and well. Watch this now. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. That sleep in Jesus is talking about the grave. Those that have been beloved, they've left this world. The Bible said to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. We don't believe in soul sleep. The soul's not in the ground. The soul's not in the grave. But beloved, there's a body awaiting the resurrection. And God is going to give us a new body, like unto the Son of God. Watch this now. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. I like to stop right there and say you have God's word on it. You don't need anything else. We which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. We're not going to go ahead of them. God's so much into the gather business, He's going to get those beloved that went before us even with us and take us all home together. That's how much God's in the... Listen, the other day, Baltimore, Maryland, that ship run into that pier. There was workers that went out there to work just like they had been doing every night, filling out potholes. And beloved, they went out into eternity in a moment of time just like that. I want to hope, I want to think that my beloved, they were ready to go. But I'll tell you this, they didn't have time to get ready. Amen. That thing collapsed. They were plunged 50 feet down into 50 feet of water. Amen. Are you listening to me? And some of them's bodies they still haven't found. But let me tell you this. God knows where they're at. If Jesus was to come right now and there's a saint of God in the bottom of that Chesapeake Bay, God knows exactly where he's at. And God will get him up. And God said, listen, beloved, listen, this is the last thing the resurrection means. It means, beloved, that God, the Bible said here, I say it to you by the word of the Lord, we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, for the Lord himself, he ain't sending somebody after us, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. Somebody said something about shouting a little while back. You say, I say this, if you don't like shouting, you won't like heaven. Hallelujah, amen. He's going to descend from heaven with a shout. You say, how loud's that shout going to be? You can hear it all the way around the globe. Say amen. And God's people going to get up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Because he got up. He's the first fruits of them that sleep. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And I like this. So shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Watch. The Bible said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. What's it mean? What's it mean? What's it mean? What's the resurrection mean? Number one, this is the last day. I'm going to get to see him. The one that they put the crown of thorns, the one they beat to a pulp, the one they nailed to a cross, the one that cried, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The one that looked over at that thief and said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. The one, beloved, that took five loaves and two small fishes and fed 5,000. The one that parted the Red Sea. Oh, you say, Pastor, he wasn't there in the Old Testament. You're mighty wrong. I said the one that parted the Red Sea. The one that sprinkled out manna from heaven, amen, and fed the children of Israel. The one that took care of their clothes, amen, as they crossed through the one, amen, that called Abraham from Ur of the Chaldees. I'm talking about the one that called Isaiah. The one that called Ezekiel. The one that was out there on the backside of the desert with little David, amen, preparing his heart to be a king. I'm going to get to see that one. The one that touched the blinded eyes. The one that healed the lame, the one that said to Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. I'm going to get to see that one, that Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to get to bow at his feet. I'm going to get to praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. I don't know about you. That's good enough right there. I could stop right there. That's what the resurrection means, Brother Michael. I'm going to get to see him. Amen. God just give me this. Not only am I going to get to see him, I'm going to get to be like him.
Amen.
Turtle, when I see you in heaven, you ain't going to be going like this. I believe old Turtle say, let that pastor stand still, Lord. I want to run right past him. Amen. Amen. Old Brother Don McCann said one day, said the preacher's going to enjoy heaven if he don't run past it. Say amen. That's what he said. I remember him saying that. Amen. If he don't miss it. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. Not only am I going to get to see him, I'm going to get to be like him. Now let me give you something to challenge your heart. If you don't want to be like him now, what in the world makes you think you want to go to heaven? If you don't want to be as much like him, honey, he loved people. Say amen.
Amen.
He helped people. The Bible said he went about doing good. Pilate, a lost man, said, I find no fault in him. Why would we not want to be as much like Jesus as we possibly could be?
Amen.
So, here's the last thing in the message. I'm going to get to see him. That's what the resurrection means. I'm going to get to see him. Number two, I didn't plan on this, but God did. I'm going to get to be like him. But number three, this is what the resurrection means, Brother Gary. I'm going to get to see Mama. I'm going to get to see Daddy.
Amen.
I'm not going to start naming names because I'd miss somebody. But I think often of the saints of God that's left these pews and went to heaven in the last 11 years.
Amen.
But I'm going to get to see them.
Amen.
I'm going to get to see David. Amen. That sweet psalmist of Israel. I'm going to get to see Paul. I'm going to get to see Peter. He's the one that had that hoof and mouth disease. Say amen. Every time he opened his mouth, he put his foot in it. Amen. We're pretty good at that if we just admit it. Say amen. I'm going to get to see him. I'm going to get to see John. They put him out there on the Isle of Patmos. They're punishing him. Oh, yeah. That was real punishment. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I heard behind me a voice as of a trumpet, mighty waters, amen, rushing. John saw him. John heard him, amen. I believe old John, when it was all said and done, said, boys, you done me a favor. You put me out here where it's just me and him. There ain't no place in the world like it when it's just you and him.
Amen.
Go get to see our loved ones. That's what the resurrection means. Not our loved ones. Now you listen to me. Our loved ones that die without the Lord, there ain't going to be no reunion. Ain't going to be no reunion. This ain't one steeple points up and all the religions points to God. That ain't right. Beloved, Jesus is the only way to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're going to preach any of the book, you ought to preach all of the book.
Yes, right.
And Jesus is the only way to heaven. And I want you to know this morning, my loved ones, my friends, my co-laborers in the Lord that's outstripped me. Randall, I think of it often. I want it to be my motto as well, if that's the right word. Is mantra a word? I don't know. But our song leader, Brother Fred, Randall's daddy, his wife, Brother Dale, you may not know this, but Brother Fred was, man, he was feeble, carrying his hip. I'd sit over there sometimes and just rejoice and cry, watch him just getting up on the stage. And she said, Fred, why don't you give that choir up, honey? We knew he was missing the timing every once in a while. And every once in a while he'd miss the key. That's better than me. I miss the timing all the time. And I miss the key all the time. Amen. She said, why don't you just give it up? And here was his answer. I just want to serve the Lord as long as I can. Brother Gary, I just want to serve the Lord as long as I can. I pray God will let me know when it's time to lay it down. But my heart is to serve him as long as I can. I'm going to get to meet my mom. I'm going to get to meet my dad. My grandpa, he was laying in Abingdon Hospital. My grandmother, he was dying. And my grandmother thought I didn't know that. I went to see him, prayed with him, kissed him on the forehead. And I said, Grandpa, that's what I called him. I'll see you later. And my grandmother went to shrugging, crying uncontrollably. She said, Rick, honey, ain't you going to tell him bye? I said, Granny, she thought I didn't know how serious it was. I said, honey, I don't have to tell him bye. I said exactly what I wanted to say. I'll see you later in a much better place, amen, a place called heaven. You know why? Because Jesus got up.
That's right.
I'm going to get up. The saints of God are going to get up. Amen. And I praise God for the hope, the blessed hope that our Lord will return. Amen. You know, we've asked in the prayer room to have special prayer for revival tonight at 5:45. That's our normal prayer time. Just stop what you're doing. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, before 5:45 comes, there could be a shout in the eastern sky. Jesus, they come up hither. Amen. Sister Shelby, you won't have to worry about no therapy. Amen. Brother Rick, you can finally shake hands with your right hand. Amen. Amen. His arm's been giving him trouble on the right side. He's given the left hand to fellowship. I'm about tired of it. Amen. I want him to get better. Amen. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm telling you, youngins, there's a great day ahead for the children of God. But just as sure as there's a great day ahead for the children of God, there's a sad day ahead for those that don't know Jesus. We keep preaching. Why? Because God told us to.
Amen.
Because His Word will not return void. Will you bow your head with me this morning? Will you pray with me? Saints of God, will you pray? Will you pray? Will you pray? I wonder this morning, I'd like to see the hands. When I talked about meeting the Lord and meeting our loved ones, I'd like to see the hands of everybody that had someone come to your mind at that moment. You can't wait to see them. Would you raise your hand and hold it up there high? Ain't that a blessing? Amen. Ain't that a blessing? That's a blessing. That's a blessing. It's a blessing. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow in the palm of His hand. I wonder if there's a Christian here today and you'd say, Pastor, it's Easter, but I'm not feeling very much alive on the inside. I've gotten out of fellowship with God, and I know I've been saved, but I know I'm not where I need to be with God. You'd slip your hand up and say, pray for me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, honey. God bless you. I'd hate for Him to catch me like that, wouldn't you? He's done so much for us. Let's serve Him. Let's dedicate our life to Him. Amen. That'd be real good this Easter Sunday to say, God, You're alive and You live in me. I want to yield my life to You. Four hands went up. Anybody else say, Pastor, I'm a Christian, but I know I'm not where I need to be with God. Pray for me. Anybody else? God bless you. I see that hand and I see that hand. I know I'm not where I need to be. Pastor, pray for me. Anybody else? Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. That's where revival starts. The Bible said judgment must first begin in the house of God. That's where it starts. It starts in the hearts of His people. I wonder who's here today and say, Pastor, I don't know Christ as my Savior. I sit here today, and if I died today, I have no hope of heaven. God's speaking to my heart this morning. I know I need to be saved. Pray for me. Would you slip your hand up this morning right where you sit and pray for me? I know I need the Lord in my life. Please remember me in prayer. Anybody anywhere, pray for me this morning. Pray for me. I want to say something this morning. It's one thing to profess Christ. It's another thing to possess Christ. You say, Pastor, how can I tell the difference? There'll be a difference in your life. If you possess Christ, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. You say, Pastor, I'm still the same old, that you've never met Jesus, because He will change your life. Father, You've seen the hands. You know the hearts. Those that are here unsaved today, God, I pray they'd move. I pray they'd take a step of faith and come to Jesus today. Lord, that right now would be the end of the way. They'd say yes to the Lamb of God. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Let's stand together.